Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really has an understanding of the importance of being guarded and vigilant and sober against deceptions, and just has a heart to really want to hear the truth and only the truth and nothing else. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, that he's the one that's going to protect you from the fall of the United States, that he's going to keep you in the Lord's perfect will so that you are nice and far away from judgment. And understanding that when you walk in the Holy Spirit and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. And understanding Bible prophecy, how it connects to understanding persecution in your daily life, okay? And going through some examples of the need to be very sober-minded and guarded when you start getting into Bible prophecy, and how all of this stuff that's in the church that's like of the like the world, okay, pop culture and stuff, that you need to be very guarded and stay away from it because it removes Bible prophecy from a daily application that's very practical in your life, okay, which you're going to need, okay, to some abstract concept that's over there and fun to talk about, okay. And I want to make this clear. It's not that it's wrong to talk about Bible prophecy because it's a good thing. The Bible says that knowledge will increase and people will go to and fro. And it's something that is very interesting, but there's a lusty and it's in very carnal and worldly trap that's out there for a lot of Christians, okay, to where they're not sober-minded, okay, and it's different than what the Bible's talking about, and that's what I'm trying to warn about. And the reason why I'm going through these examples is because, just like with the parable of the sower, I'm praying that any sister that's listening, if she has any of these deceptions in her mind, that they'll be nice and swept away so that her heart is nice and soft and fertile to receive the things of the Spirit that will be a blessing in these teachings so it can really bear fruit in her life, okay? Just going over different examples of how Bible prophecy connects in daily life. Talked about the spirit of Antichrist, how it's filled with judgment and somebody talking about, you know, knowing a lot of different things and then not understanding judgments, not understanding Jesus' character, okay? And then facing, you know, a partial fulfillment of Bible prophecy on a smaller scale in their personal life. Something else I want to talk to you about, too, is the tribulation, okay? If you are a sister that's filled with the Holy Spirit, okay, either you've possibly gone through, okay, your own little mini tribulation, okay, and or the Holy Spirit's preparing you for a tribulation, okay, talking to you about the need to fast and pray ahead of time and get yourself ready, and you feel like something's coming for you, okay, and you're going to go through a very difficult time. You haven't done anything wrong. It's not chastening, anything like that, okay? It's just you feel like there's something coming your way, and the Holy Spirit's trying to prepare you, okay? I have to say this. Any sister that's filled with the Holy Spirit, okay, and has experienced persecution, you know, they're not going to listen to this stuff that's in the church, you know, that's saying, okay, you know, they may not fully understand. And that's what these teachings are for, is to help clarify when it comes to Bible prophecy, okay? But this spiritually inside, okay, any sister that's been through something like this is another example of just daily application. Well, no, okay, I can't listen to that stuff where they're saying that I'm going to be gone and, you know, everything's going to be, I'm going to be whisked away before anything happens, because I went through a tough time and it was hard and I barely made it. And I just feel like I can't live my life that way, thinking I'm going to be gone before anything happens. I just feel like I go through these trials and they are just so difficult and I don't fully understand what's going on, but I know it's hard and I know that I need to be prepared for difficult times in my life. And this way of thinking that, you know, I'm going to be taken out of the way and I'm not going to go through anything, I can't listen to that because it puts me to sleep. And I know that if I was asleep when I went through that trial that I remember over there and that trial over there that I remember, then I would have fallen flat on my face because I barely made it and it was so hard and I can't listen to that stuff. And she may not fully understand why she feels that way, but that's the Holy Ghost, okay? And he's explaining to her, okay, that just like it is in the Bible, okay, it talks about this at the end, and we'll go over all these scriptures, you know, these warnings, okay, about being prepared, okay? It's the same thing, just on a smaller scale in her own personal life, okay? So these are just examples of how it's just, you know, scripture says that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, again, birth pains, small personal scale, okay? He works with you individually. And then what happens is, okay, if you are ready and willing, he works with you personally, okay, to where you go through these things and you don't fully understand maybe everything from the scriptures, because maybe you don't understand what certain Bible verses mean and things like that. Once again, this is what these teachings are meant to help with, okay? But you know inwardly when you're hearing stuff, you just know it just doesn't match what you've been through. Once again, knowing Christ, okay, having a knowledge of him, it's that relationship. You've been through things with him. And it's just when you hear things and you see things and, you know, they're trying to teach you this is how things are going to go, you just get this feeling inside. We're like, I don't think so. Because you know what? That's not what happened. That's not what happened when I went through it. And I know what I've been through. And what I went through was really difficult. And I don't trust that, okay, because that seems like it's going to deceive me and put me in a place that's not good spiritually. And I'm going to fall. So I'm not listening to that, okay? That's how he works personally. That, for example, that spirit of Antichrist that I spoke about with the previous podcast, a sister who's gone through that, if she repents and gets clarity and understands, okay, no, and knows what happened to her, well, that spirit of Antichrist shows up again and she's going to go, nope, I remember this. Okay, this is a demon. This is not the voice of the Lord. This thing is trying to deceive me. I'm running away from it. I may not like what I'm hearing 100% over there, but I know that's the real Christ, and I'm sticking with that. So hopefully all of that makes sense. I'll go ahead and leave that there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really humbles herself, Lord, and understands the need to ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that these things can really make sense to her. I ask all these prayers, you Father, send Jesus' name. Amen.